A Royal Commission expert witness is urging the federal government to reverse its decision to exclude criminals from the National Redress Scheme for victims of institutional child sexual abuse. Under the proposed scheme, anyone who's served a jail sentence of 5 years or more will be ineligible for compensation. But as the Royal Commission points out in its final report, 10% of all survivors who gave evidence in a private session were in jail at the time. Samantha Donovan reports.
Glenn Fisher grew up in state care. He's just one of the institutional child sex abuse survivors excluded from the proposed national redress scheme.
My life's destroyed, and now I'm told that I'm not eligible for a compensation because I've been to prison. I went to prison because the way pedophiles groomed us was they made us into heroin addicts.
The National Redress Scheme has been drafted by the federal government and is largely based on the recommendations of the Royal Commission. The Commission didn't, however, recommend that people with criminal records be barred from seeking compensation.
If you look at this person with a criminal background and look at the trajectory of their life, if it's very clear that the acting out behaviour began in the context of abuse, then I think we're really punishing them once more.
Dr. Carolyn Quadrio is an Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the University of New South Wales. She's worked with survivors of child sexual abuse for 30 years and was an expert witness at the Royal Commission. She thinks excluding convicted criminals from the redress scheme is wrong.
By doing that, we fail to really acknowledge the damage that's done by child sexual abuse. A lot of people who are in the justice system have suffered abuse in childhood.
In your view, why is that the case?
Little boy who's abused and he's feeling pretty upset about it and he is likely to react angrily. And the little girl who's been abused is equally distressed about what's happened to her. She's more likely to get sad, weepy, clingy, that sort of behaviour. There are girls who get angry and commit crime and there are boys who get depressed and but it is a generality, and it escalates as by the time if a little boy is feeling pretty angry about what's happened, by the time he becomes an adolescent, he begins to show his anger in the ways that teenagers do show their anger, and then he gets into trouble. And sadly, as soon as these kids get into trouble, society tends to start seeing them as bad. And it becomes a vicious cycle of they already feel abused, they already feel misunderstood, they may already feel blamed, they may already have tried to draw attention to the difficulty and been pushed aside. So they're already feeling like the world's not being kind to them.
What effect then do you think being excluded from the redress scheme will have on people who've had this history?
If your antisocial behaviour has been driven by your feeling of having been abused and neglected as a child and pretty much vilified since you were an angry young teenager, and now you're once more excluded in this way, they're going to be angry.
A Senate committee inquiry into the redress scheme bill is underway and a report is due in March.
Samantha Donovan.